Kenya, in August, I went to visit one of Vide's safe houses for girls, a house we opened 7 years ago with an amazing woman named Agnes Pereo. Agnes was a woman who was cut when she was a little girl. She was female genitally mutilated. And she made a decision, as many women do across this planet, that what was done to her would not be enforced and done to other women and girls. So for years, Agnes walked through the Rift Valley. She taught girls what a healthy vagina looked like and what a mutilated vagina looked like. And in that time, she saved many girls. And when we met her, we asked her what we could do for her, and she said, well, if you got me a Jeep, I could get around a lot faster. So we got her a Jeep. And then she saved 4,500 girls. And then we asked her, okay, what else do you need? And she said, well, now I need a house. So 7 years ago, Agnes built the first Vide safe house in Narok, Kenya, in the Maasai land. And it was a house where girls could run away, they could save their clitoris, they wouldn't be cut, they could go to school. And in the years that Agnes has had the house, she has changed the situation there. She has literally become deputy mayor. She's changed the rules. The whole community has bought into what she's doing. When we were there, she was doing a ritual where she reconciles girls who have run away with their families. And there was a young girl named Jacqueline. Jacqueline was 14 years old, and she was in her Maasai family. And there's a drought in Kenya. And so cows are dying, and cows are the most valued possession. And Jacqueline overheard her father talking to an old man about how he was about to sell her for the cows. And she knew that meant she would be cut. She knew that meant she wouldn't go to school. She knew that meant she wouldn't have a future. She knew she would have to marry that old man as she was 14. So one afternoon, she had heard about the safe house. Jacqueline left her father's house, and she walked for 2 days, 2 days, through Maasai land. She slept with the hyenas. She hid at night. She imagined her father killing her on one hand and Mama Agnes greeting her with the hope that she would greet her when she got to the house. And when she got to the house, she was greeted, and Agnes took her in, and Agnes loved her, and Agnes supported her for the year, and she went to school, and she found her voice, and she found her identity, and she found her heart. And then her time was ready when she had to go back to talk to her father about the reconciliation after a year. And I had the privilege of being in the hut when she was reunited with her father and reconciled.